Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Melcor REIT first quarter conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Darren Rayburn, Chief Executive Officer of Melcor REIT. Please go ahead, Mr. Rayburn.
Thank you, Valerie. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our conference call and webcast for the first quarter of 2014. Very pleased that you joined us this morning. I'm Darren Rayburn, and with me on the call is Jonathan Chia, Chief Financial Officer of the Melcor REIT, who will speak in a few moments. I trust you all had an opportunity to review the material related to this call, including the management's discussion and analysis and the financial statements. Just in case some of you haven't, these materials are available on the Investor Relations section of our website at melcorreit.ca and on sedar.com. Before we begin, I'd like to point out that certain statements made during the course of this call may be forward-looking. For a complete discussion of items that may cause actual results to differ, please refer to the Business Environment Risk and Risk section of our annual MD&A. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Jonathan Chia to discuss key financial results for the quarter ending March 31st, 2014. John?
Thanks, Darren, and good morning, and thanks again for joining us on the call today. We report our financial results in Canadian dollars and in accordance with international financial reporting standards. We supplement our financial reporting with non-standard measures include funds from operations or FFO, adjusted funds from operations or AFFO, and net operating income or NOI. We believe these measures are important in evaluating our performance, but caution listeners that they may not be comparable to similar measures presented by other companies. You will find the definitions of these non-standard measures in our MD&A as well as reconciliations to most of the most comparable IFRS measure. I'll now walk everyone through the highlights of our results for the quarter ended March 31st, 2014. Just as a side note, the forecast period refers to the 12-month period ended March 31st, 2014, in accordance with the forecast laid out in our IPO prospectus. It's quite hard to believe how quickly time flies that we've now completed our forecast period. Rental revenues was $10.65 million, representing growth of 10% over 2013. Rental revenue during our forecast period was $40.28 million, exceeding our IPO forecast by 6%. Revenue growth was driven primarily by increased GLA as we acquired three properties over the last 12 months. These acquisitions contributed $586,000 to NOI in the quarter and $1.52 million since they were acquired. They also contributed to gross book value growth of 8% and total asset growth of 12% since the IPO. Operating expenses were on budget for the quarter end and for the 12-month forecast period. Heavy snowfall in the cold, long winter we had in Western Canada once again had a bit of impact in the first quarter. Understandably, we don't expect a lot of sympathy for our friends out east. Net rental income was $6.3 million for growth of 8% over 2013. Net rental income for the forecast period was $23.85 million, exceeding IPO forecast by 8%. Our same asset NOI declined by 2% due to the timing of operating expenses in Q1 2014. We expect these expenses to normalize over the next three quarters. Our G&A expenses were $0.36 million, or 3.4% of revenue. We expect our G&A expenses to be in the range of 3 to 4% of revenue going forward. Adjusted funds from operations for the 12-month forecast period was $14.25 million, exceeding the IPO forecast by 5%, directly as a result of higher NOI due to the combination of higher GLA and rental rates. Per-unit AFFO for the forecast period was 20 cents for the quarter and 76 cents year-to-date, compared to 19 cents and 73 cents in the IPO forecast. Our debt-to-gross book value ratio was flat at 51%. This is well within our maximum threshold of 60% and our target range of 50 to 55%. We made distributions of 5.625 cents per trust unit in January, February, and March, in line with our forecast. The fair value of our portfolio increased by 1% compared to December 31, 2013, with fair value gains of $169,000. Cost of borrowing remains relatively low, with a weighted average interest rate of 3.99% at quarter end. Please allow me this opportunity to say that we are very pleased with our first year of operations and how we have delivered on what we promised to when we first formed Melcor REIT 1 year ago. I will now turn the call back over to Darren to discuss progress against our strategy and some of our operating highlights for the quarter.
Thanks, John. Since we started the journey of bringing the REIT to fruition, we've consistently talked about our pillars, the three things that we would do to prove that we are different. Over the past year and a bit, we've consistently and methodically executed on our strategy with respect to these pillars. First, we told you we would deliver the results we promised to you. Over the past year, we've been focused on doing just that. Now, at the end of our forecast period, our results exceeded forecasts on most key performance metrics. As John reported, We've not only successfully delivered on what we promised, we've exceeded forecasts on key performance indicators, including rental revenue, NOI, and AFFO. The one metric that did not meet our expectations was occupancy. The end of Q1 at 90.1% versus our forecast target of 91.7% for the quarter. Despite missing the expected occupancy due to new deal commencement timing at the end of Q1, we achieved our rental forecast. At the end of Q1, we've renewed over 66% of our expiring GLA throughout the year and completed 45,000 square feet in new leasing. We are seeing continued activity, especially with the small to medium-sized tenants. And with this activity, we reiterate our belief that our target stabilized occupancy for the Melcor REIT portfolio of 93 to 95% is achievable and realistic. Second, we told you that we would seek out and execute opportunistic third-party acquisitions. We completed 3 off-market acquisitions that fit well within our strategy and were immediately accretive to the AFFO. These acquisitions contributed to our revenue growth and resulted in a 12% growth in gross leasable area. And third, we told you we would vend in properties via the Melcor Development's proprietary pipeline and that the properties would be accretive. As of last Friday, we acquired 2 properties from Melcor Development in a transaction that sets the tone for future vend-ins at less than appraised value, but still a fair deal for both Melcor and the REIT. These acquisitions bring our total GLA growth to 15% since IPO. Together, these 5 acquisitions have shifted our portfolio makeup and increased our industrial and retail asset classes as a percentage of the overall portfolio. Achieving asset class diversity is a long-term strategy, and we are well on our way. In addition to the 3 pillars that I just spoke of, we continue to make improvements to our overall portfolio through our property management and asset enhancement strategy. These improvements contribute to optimized operating efficiency, including our ability to increase rental income, increase occupancy, promote sustainability and energy reduction strategies, and enhance property attractiveness and desirability. As tenant retention is critical to our success, we continue to focus on our signature customer care program to deliver exceptional service to our customers through upgrades and redevelopment of existing assets, continuous client contact, hands-on building management, and responsiveness to our clients. Tenant retention is at 76.9% in the quarter, up from 75.5% at the end of fiscal year 2013. Another measure that we track as representation of our commitment to customer service is the percentage of calls that we respond to on a reported client issue within 30 minutes. So far in 2014, I'm proud to report that we've responded to 97% of service calls within our target time. In terms of the outlook, we anticipate that the commercial real estate fundamentals will remain healthy in Western Canada with stable to slightly increasing occupancy rates. We see continued stability and activity levels in all of our markets and anticipate continued growth on average in both rental renewals and rental rates as leases renew. Our focus continues to be on providing signature customer care, maximizing occupancy, and controlling expenses while paying attention to real estate fundamentals. Today, there are many positive factors that will continue to shape our growth and our future. We have a well-established and diversified portfolio of income-producing assets in high-growth Western Canadian markets. Today, our portfolio is 50% larger than it was when we IPO'd. We are connected to a solid pipeline of high-quality assets being developed over the next 5 to 10 years. We will continue to actively seek out suitable acquisitions to grow our portfolio, both through third-party acquisitions and via the Melcor Development pipeline. We have an exceptional and experienced team managing and leasing our properties and overseeing strategic investments in our assets to maximize their potential. We take a disciplined approach to executing our growth strategy, and we remain committed to executing the strategy and delivering solid results. We'd now be happy to take your questions. Valerie, can you please open up the phone lines?
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. Our first question is from Jenny Ma with Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, good morning, everyone.
Morning, Jenny.
Can you talk a little bit more about the leasing activity you guys have done? You made good progress on renewing the 2014 expiries, and you mentioned in the MD&A that leasing conditions were pretty healthy. So can you talk a little bit about what you've been seeing, what kind of lists you've been getting, and what the sentiment is like from tenants?
Sure. You know, I guess, it's Darren speaking. It takes us back to the Western Canadian Steel. The market is very buoyant, especially in Edmonton. And I can tell you that we had our real estate forum last Thursday. And although there's been some concern about future potential vacancy as some of the new office towers come to fruition over the next many years, the market right now continues to be very strong, resulting in, you know, continued activity and demand for office space.
What have you been seeing on your renewals as far as new rents versus what was expiring?
Oh, I see. Now, I'm going to make a general statement because, as you know, we're in multiple cities, three provinces. So generally speaking, we continue to see increased renewal rates across the portfolio.
Okay. And what's your outlook on the remainder of the expiries this year? Do you expect to get it done fairly early in the year or throughout the course of the year?
Because it was our largest expiry year in our five-year period, this year we continue to focus on getting them done early.
Mm-hmm.
Continue working through. We had a number of larger renewals that make up that 66% that we've completed to date.
Okay.
So now we're just working through the smaller renewals going forward.
Okay. And my second question is with regards to the Saskatchewan and BC portfolio. I see that the occupancy rate has dropped from last quarter, but the NOI seems to have been fairly stable. So was there a vacancy that came in near quarter end, or can you shed some light on that?
I can shed some light on the Saskatchewan portfolio. There was vacancy. Mosaic Corporation moved out of our building, Executive Terrace, into the new building downtown.
Okay.
You know, we're currently working to backfill the space, but in the meantime, I've had, other renewals in the Saskatchewan market at above renewal rates, which are bringing that market up. And as far as BC is concerned, it's a small part of our portfolio. There are only two assets there, so to have a 2,500 square foot tenant move out, moves the needle. Having said that, we're seeing some great activity in that market, more activity the last quarter than we've seen in the last two quarters.
Okay. Was the Mosaic move out closer to the quarter end?
No, I believe it was mid-year.
Mid-year? Okay. Great. Thanks. I'll turn it back.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. Our next question is from Dean Wilkinson with CIBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning, Dean.
Morning, Dean.
Can you just comment on the mortgage that you were in the process of putting on the new acquisition, the $8.1 million? Have you got that locked down?
Yes, we have.
And the rate on that?
I think it's sub 3.5%.
Sub 3. Okay, so you were talking 3.42, so that's what it came in at that level?
Yeah.
Pretty much, okay. And on the $21 million of debt, inclusive of those the Class C LP units that rolled over in 2014, do you know what the average rate on those is?
I think it was about 3.8% on IPO, Dean.
Okay.
They're a little bit higher than that on the face value, but if you remember, we have an interest rate subsidy.
The subsidy that brings it
down to 4%. Yeah, so
okay.
The combination of buying down those rates to 4% plus the stuff that we had below 4% already averaged out about 3.8%.
3.8, okay. I think you've just been out of the market at 3.2. And then just on post this acquisition and the equity raise, looks like you've probably got enough on a leverage neutral basis to do another two acquisitions that are in the magnitude of the one you have just closed on. Would that be about right?
Yes and no. I think it depends on the size of the acquisition, obviously, but there's certainly space on our line now for us to capitalize on something rather quickly. There's also a couple assets in Melcor's pipeline we can still continue to roll in, even on that basis. I think we run into more of the regulatory requirements in terms of getting unit holder approval in order to do those next few, because we do want to do it as a combination of Class B shares and cash. So for us, it's kind of two things. One is timing, and then the other one is if there's opportunities out there, we certainly have the ability to execute quickly.
So just thinking over the rest of the year, it's not an unrealistic expectation that you would be out looking to acquire somewhere probably in the $30 to $50 million of assets.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
It's probably a little higher than that, Dean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah, we're always looking. I think Darren's just pointing at me saying, we're always looking, we're always looking.
Always looking. Darren's always looking.
I've been spending money and finding deals.
Okay, perfect. That's all I had. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Our next question is from Chris O'Neill with National Bank. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Chris.
Just two real quick questions here. First off, just wanted to confirm, is that $1.52 million in incremental annual revenue due to third-party acquisitions?
As a matter of fact, if you look at the MD&A on page 6, we break it down into two pieces, right?
Yeah.
I believe the incremental increase on acquisitions, as John just flipped into it now, is about $780,000.
Okay. Great. And what was the second question? What was the cap rate or projected cap rate you have on those two acquisitions you made in April?
Just the ones that we just announced, or?
Yes.
Okay, so the appraisal cap rate is in the prospectus. It's 6.42% on a 14.75 million dollars at 6.42%. You can derive kind of what the NOI is out of that number, at least the appraisal NOI. We've acquired those assets for $13.5 million. So we haven't been out there kind of talking about what the actual cap rate is, but we've been allowing people kind of enough metrics to derive it themselves.
Yep.
The one thing I will note, though, is on the appraisal NOI, they would have kind of the normal vacancy and structural allowances that they provide in it, but these assets that are going into the REIT are 100% occupied.
Yep, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. Our next question is from Nelson Ma with Laurentian Bank. Please go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering, you know, so when you do hit your rent, when you do the true-up, does that mean you'll recapture some of those higher operating costs from Q1 then?
I'm sorry, Nelson, can you say that again?
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, when you do your true-ups with your tenants at year end, so then would you recapture those higher operating costs that you didn't collect in Q1 because of the weather?
Absolutely, we will. Mostly, like, the weather, when it comes to weather, snow clearing is certainly a recoverable expense, and that's really the cost that ebbs and flows.
Okay, another question. When you do releasing, does a Kelly Ramsey discussion ever come up, or no one really brings that up right now when they try and release with you guys?
No, Nelson, it's too early in the program. If you look over at the hole, that's the Kelly Ramsey building. It's actually a hole right now, so they don't end up stealing yet. Because this market is not used to seeing new office towers, you know, we've seen one new office tower downtown in the last 20 years, the tenants aren't thinking ahead 2 to 3 years. You know, many tenants who are expiring, it's an Edmonton phenomenon where some of them don't even want to talk prior to 6 months in advance. So I think I've just answered your question telling you that it's a complete non-factor at this point.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to you, Mr. Rayburn.
Well, thank you, everyone, again, for your time and interest this morning. As John said, we're delighted with the first year of the operation of the REIT. We're excited moving forward. Look forward to future calls with all of you. Good morning.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.